Okay, today Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Baba Kama, and we are up to parak Aleph, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. Shum Kesef, the way to evaluate the damage that is by money, the Bartanur points out what this means is that Lo Yehei Ela B'Kesef. She Beisin Shum Kama Shava Hanezek VeKach Yishalim Lo. The Beisin has to assess how much the damage costs, and that's how much you pay him. VeMizika Parasa Shal Ruvein Talisa Shal Shimon Shedarsal. If the two things damage each other, that the Reuven's para damages Shimon's talis by trampling on it and breaking it, and then it happens that Reuven's para breaks its own leg on Shimon's talis, which was left in Rosh Hashanah, and therefore is a din of a bor in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbim, we don't say, oh, okay, each one got damaged, so everybody got hurt, and therefore cancel each other out. Like two kids get into a fight, and you say, okay, they both hurt each other, so we won't have to punish either of them. No, we have to assess who did more damage to who, and if one guy did $100 of damage to the other one, and the other one did $150 of damage to him, so then you have to pay the differential. You have to look at how much things are worth. V'shava kesef. And if a guy is mazik, and then he dies and he leaves over nechasim to his yarshim. So the guy who the nizik is able to collect only shava kesef. He's not able to collect actual kesef itself because the kesef of the person is not meshuba to the nizik, meaning as Bartanur points out, it should only come from shava kesef, from karka, not from metaltalin, which is considered to be actual kesef, because that's the halacha that if the mazik is no longer alive, so you don't have to pay when you come to get paid from the nichsei yisomim lo yifru elamenar karkaos. You only get paid from karkaos. You don't get paid from the actual money or metaltalin that he has. Bifnei beizdin, and all of this has to be done in front of a beizdin. Val pi edim bnei chorim bnei bris, and all evidence has to be based on the say so of edim who are not avadim and who are Jewish. Nashim b'chal anezek. Women have all the same halachos of nezikin. Women aren't allowed to damage, and if you damage a woman, you're chayiv the same way if you damage a man. Vahanizik, vahamazik b'tashlumin. Both the nizik and the mazik share in the tashlumin, meaning sometimes the nizik also has to pay. Let's say an animal was killed, and then it's the nevela went down in value, so the guy who is mazik only pays for the difference in value at that moment that he killed that animal, and not for whatever decrease in value that happened later on. So in a certain sense, the nizik is also taking some loss, meaning my animal kills your animal. Your animal, while it was alive, was worth $500. The second it died, it was only worth $300 as a nevela, but you leave a nevela out, it starts to decompose and to smell and to not be, so now it's only worth $50, you know, a week later. Yeah, but that week of loss has nothing to do with me. I'm only going to have to pay the difference between the $500 initial value of the animal and the $300 value of the animal the moment after it died. Moving on now to Mishnah David. So says the Mishnah, Chamisha Tamin v'Chamisha Muadin. There are five cases where an animal is considered to be a Tam and five cases where it's considered to be a Muad. Meaning a Tam means that the damage is unexpected. We wouldn't expect it to damage. It's a little bit of a Shinoi and therefore you only pay Chatzi Nezek. Whereas a Muad is that this is already a pattern of behavior, so you know that it is damaging, and therefore you pay nezek shalim. Habehema in a muadis, an animal is not a muad; it's a tam the first three times it does damage. As far as lo ligach, lo ligof, lo lishach, v'lo lirbots, v'lo livot, for any goring that it does, any pushing, any biting, any trampling, any kicking that it does, all of those things are kavanasa lahazik. Those are unusual behaviors for an animal, and because they're unusual behaviors for an animal, we don't assume that it's a mu'ah to do those kinds of things, and therefore the first few times that it does it, it's only going to pay chati nezek. However, there are five situations that an animal is a mu'ah in the way it damages. Hashein mu'adas lechalas aroyla. If an animal eats that which it normally would eat or should eat, feet, that's a mu'ah to do that right at the very outset. Haregel mu'adz shabu b'derech hilucha. An animal is a mu'ah to step on things as it walks. Vishara mu'ad, if an ox gores three times, it becomes a mu'ad. Vishara mazik b'rishus hanizik, an ox that does that gores with its keren, with its horn, in the property of the nizik, we treat as a mu'ad. Meaning the idea that a mu'ad, that an animal that gores only pays chatzi nezek is only b'rishus rabin, but in the b'rishus hanizik it trespasses into your property and starts goring your animals. I'm going to pay nezek shalim. Va'adam, and then that's a critical rule in Dine Nezikin, that ha'adam u'li'olam, that an adam is always considered to be a mu'ad. Anytime a person damages, even if it was by accident, and even if, you know, you would think he couldn't control it or whatever, he's always considered to be a mu'ad. Now, what if you have an animal that's always dangerous, that's just a mean, dangerous, wild animal? Hazei va'ari, va'dov, va'namer, va'bardalos, va'nochash, harei l'mu'adin. So a wolf, a lion, a bear, a leopard, a bardalos, which might mean a hyena, I think there are other explanations also, and a snake, those are all considered to be a mu'ad because you know that those are dangerous animals. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that if somehow you domesticated those animals, then they are not mu'adim, meaning if they can be tamed and they've been trained, then they're not mu'adim. But a snake, even there's no such thing as taming a snake, and therefore a snake is always considered to be a mu'ad. Ma bein tam l'mu'ad, one of the halach differences between a tam and a mu'ad, elisha tam shalim chatzi nezek megufo, umur mishalim nezek shalim in aliyah. Two differences. Number one, in terms of whether it's chatzi nezek or nezek shalim, that the tam only pays chatzi nezek, mu'ad pays the full price of the damage, the full cost of the damage. And the second difference is there a cap to how much it can pay? A tam can only pay up until the value of itself, of the guf of the animal, whereas a mu'ad could pay however much the damage is, even if it's way more than the value of the guf of the animal. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we said that you assess damage based on monetary loss, and that when you're collecting damages from yisomim, you collect from karka and not from metaltalin, and that all of this has to be done in a beis din, and the evidence has to be produced by aid who are not avadim and who are Jewish, and the women have all the same dinim of nizikin that men have, and both the nizik and the mazik sometimes suffer some of the losses, meaning it's not just that the mazik makes the nizik whole. If what happened to the nizik continues to degenerate and deteriorate over time after the shas ha-nizik, that the nizik is not going to be compensated for. And then in Mishnah Dalet we said that there are five examples of a tam and five examples of a mu'ad. A behema is a tam when it comes to goring and pushing and biting and trampling and kicking. A shein is when it eats something, then it's considered to be mu'ad. Regel, that it just walks on something, is considered to be a mu'ad. An animal that has gored three times is considered to be a mu'ad. An animal that the sharam mazik in Roshus HaNizik is considered to be a mu'ad. And an adam is considered to be a mu'ad. And then we had a discussion about wild animals, that if you have things like bears and snakes and the like, so Tanakama says they're always a mu'ad from the very outset. Rabbi Lezer says, well, if you've tamed them and you've trained them, maybe they're not a mu'ad except for a snake. And then we said the two halachic differences between the tam and a mu'ad is how much to pay and whether there is a cap on the payment in terms of migufo. Okay, but tomorrow we will pick up with the second parak of Maseches Bava Kamma.